Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. US inflation data for July came in at 2.7% year over year, slightly under expectations, fueling a rally across the crypto markets. Bitcoin has been holding near $120,000, and Ethereum has surged, supported by robust institutional inflows and record ETF investments. Recent reports also highlight significant liquidations on Ethereum, while altcoins like Atom are breaking out with strong buying pressure. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has hinted at a potential 50 basis point rate cut in September, a comment that has ignited optimism among traders. This macro backdrop has spurred gains across various tokens. Ether has reached levels topping roughly $4,700, while Cardano and XRP posted double-digit increases, reflecting heightened market sentiment and a shift of capital towards quality investments. Meanwhile, Bitcoin continues to trade steadily near its current price, keeping its dominant influence in the market. Institutional players are increasingly active in the space. Ethereum ETFs shattered daily records with over $1 billion in inflows, largely driven by BlackRock's iShares Ethereum Trust ETF. In addition, major treasury companies such as SharpLink Gaming and Bitmine Immersion Technologies have been aggressively accumulating Ethereum, now holding nearly 8% of its total supply. On the altcoin front, Atom surged 8%, breaking through key resistance levels as institutional volume exceeded 2 million units in just a single trading session. However, concerns persist as Monero faced a precipitous decline of nearly 25%. Amid fears of a 51% network attack by the Cubic mining pool. Blockchain instability and orphaned blocks have added to a bearish outlook for Monero. Regulatory and corporate news also made headlines. Banking groups are urging US lawmakers to close loopholes in the Genius Act to prevent a potential $6.6 trillion deposit flight, while A16Z and the DeFi Education Fund are lobbying for a safe harbor for decentralized application developers. Corporate moves remain potent, with Circle's stock pumping over 11% on Q2 revenue leaps, driven by a surge in USDC circulation, and Bitcoin Depot reporting profits that jumped by 183% year over year. In a nod to institutional influence, EtherZilla's stock skyrocketed after tech mogul Peter Thiel acquired a 7.5% stake. And in the meme coin arena, investors are rotating out of Solana meme coins into more quality-focused altcoins, illustrating a refinement in market preference that is as thrilling as the intense arcade battles of the classic Space Invaders. Bringing it all together, robust ETF inflows, rate cut speculation, and strategic treasury accumulations are crafting a dynamic yet volatile market. With Bitcoin and Ethereum setting new milestones and regulatory push and pull in the background, the stage is set for another exciting day in the cryptoverse. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready. This podcast is automated by artificial intelligence and is for information purposes only. Nothing stated constitutes legal, tax, investment, or financial advice.